Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now to a horrifying story out of Colorado. Let's bring in correspondent Ryan Burrow, a husband arrested in the killing of his pregnant wife and two young daughters. Ryan, how quickly did they decide that they had to go after the husband on this one?
Yeah, still a lot of unanswered questions, and that's one of them. We don't exactly know what led them to arrest Christopher Watts, really hours after he was on television pleading for the safe return of his wife and two children. Well, we do know that police did find the bodies of who they believe to be Shanann and Bella and Cece, their 3 and 4 year old daughters, Shanann and Christopher's 3 and 4 year old daughters, yesterday. The bodies were recovered. Police not confirming where that is, although many sources and reports out of Denver indicate that it was actually on the property of Christopher Watts' former employer, a petroleum company. So we're waiting for confirmation from police on that. But as far as a motive at this point, we just don't seem to have one. Neighbors, family members all indicating that everything seemed to be fine in this relationship, social media posting. So what would cause this to happen and what would cause police to believe it was Christopher Watts? There are indications perhaps there was a confession involved, but police not confirming that at this point. I can tell you on Tuesday he's going to make a formal court appearance in which these three murder charges are going to be brought up. And hopefully at that point we get a little bit more clarity on what led police to Christopher Watts eventually.
And his appearance on TV, I mean, just stunning knowing what we do now.
Very, very bold. That's for sure. If indeed he is involved in this, and, you know, obviously we're waiting to get official word on why that is. But yeah, it's, you know, if you go back and look at some of those, I mean, he appears, and this is just a, you know, in an observation standpoint, he appears sincere that he's looking for his wife. I mean, I don't think anyone initially when they saw the video kind of pinned this on him. But police must have seen something else or heard something else, or perhaps there was some information that evolved over their investigation.
Do we know, Ryan, how the family members died?
We don't at this point. They're being very, very tight-lipped about that, and we're hoping maybe Tuesday a little bit more information. Now, Watts did make a bond court appearance yesterday. Obviously, no bond in relation to this. And like I said, he'll make that second court appearance on Tuesday where he will be formally charged.
All right. That's Ryan Burrow joining us with the latest on a very troubling and disturbing story from Colorado.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.